Top U.S. military officials say Ukraine has been making good use of the military aid it's received from the United States and other allies so far. And now the U.S. is sending more. Lloyd Austin is the U.S. Secretary of Defense.
Yesterday, President Biden approved the latest tranche of U.S. assistance to Ukraine. It's valued at up to $675 million. And it's the Biden administration's 20th drawdown of equipment from U.S. stocks for Ukraine since last August.
The new aid includes the much-vaunted HIMARS mobile rocket systems, along with howitzers and artillery ammunition, HARMS anti-radar missiles, Humvees and armored ambulances, along with small arms and more. Similar weapons that Ukraine has already received have been showing up in dramatic Ukrainian military operations in the Kherson area in the south, as well as an unexpected attack in the east. Of course, this has all prompted more heated threats from Russia against U.S. and other allies that send arms to Ukraine. Some Russian officials have warned the Western allies are teetering on the edge of becoming combatants, while a television personality in Russia has warned of a potential nuclear war that would, in his words, only be survived by mutants. That may be a sign that the aid is working.
The war is not over, but so far, the Russian strategic objectives have been defeated.
General Mark Milley is chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He joined Austin to give a battlefield update. He says Ukraine remains free because of the bravery of the Ukrainian people, the competence of its military, and the support of the international community. He notes that Ukraine's new offensive in the south is showing progress.
We are seeing real and measurable gains from Ukraine in the use of these systems. For example, the Ukrainians have struck over 400 targets with the HIMARS, and they've had devastating effect. Russian lines of communication and supply channels are severely strained. It is having a direct impact on the Russian ability to project and sustain combat power. Russian command and control in the headquarters have been disrupted, and they're having great difficulty resupplying their forces and replacing their combat losses.
While Ukraine is getting more weapons, Russia has taken to buying rockets and artillery shells from North Korea and drones from Iran. That's a telling move for a nation whose army was once widely thought to be the second best in the world, but that more recently is looking like the second best army in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has informed Congress that it will be asking for another package, this one for $2.2 billion, half for Ukraine and half for 18 countries in the region. Other allies are also looking ahead. Austin and Milley gave their remarks from the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where they were meeting with about 50 countries in the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. They're working on medium and longer-term issues like streamlining military production and strengthening supply chains, according to Defense Secretary Austin.
The members of this contact group aren't just helping defend Ukraine. They're helping to defend the rules-based international order that emerged after the horrors of the Second World War. And for the past 70 years, that rules-based order has made the world more secure, more stable, more free, and more prosperous. So the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine today and tomorrow.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.